It would take 7 minutes.
Gomagog.
אבל איך הוא נתן את המספר הזה? 7 דקות.
אבל הוא מדבר.
לא משעה אחת.
אתה מבין לידעת הכל.
He didn't say 1 hour, 2 hours, 7 minutes. Does
that
make sense?
7 minutes? Yeah. With your permission. This is parasha. The Torah tells us that Rachel Imenu died and Dinah was kidnapped. And the Gemara said, Hashem told Yaakov, the reason why it happened is because last week, Parashat Vayetze, Yaakov had a dream with a ladder. He woke up, in the morning he made a promise to Hashem. He said, if I come back safe from Laban, this stone, I'm going to pour on the stone oil and wine, and this stone will be a house. It means Beit HaMikdash. And Hashem told Yaakov, you know why your daughter was kidnapped? Dina, you know why your wife died? Because you delayed your promise. Very big punishment. A tremendous punishment. So Yaakov delayed it. Okay, so he said he's going to come back. Okay, so it takes his time. Gemara said it took his time. Okay, so for this, Rachel had to die and Dinah had to be kidnapped. Very strange. Even though the Gemara says neder, a promise is a very, very crucial thing to keep it. But you said, Rachel died because of that? Yeah, the Gemara said Rachel died also because Yaakov cursed whoever stole the idols from Laban will die. But not necessarily right now. Rachel, when she died, she was 36 years old. Leah was 44 when she died. When they got married to Yaakov, everybody said they're going to stay widows for a long time. Because at the wedding, Yaakov was 84, and they were 22. At the end, they both died very quickly, and Yaakov lived to 147. Rachel died, she was 36. I said, why she died so young? Because Yaakov did not fulfill the promise. So this next 2 weeks is Hanukkah. The Gaon Mevilna said, if there will be a convention of all the Chachamim, they would not be able to write one halakha the way the Rambam wrote the book, his book. I said, after Ravashi, the Gemara, the next person in command was the Rambam. Not anybody else. This is so great that every letter in the Rambam is accurate. You can move one letter, says the Gaon Mevilna. If you take all the Rabbanim, all the Chachamim, he said, make a convention, all the Gedolei Ador, everybody will sit down together and say, let's write one halacha. Halacha. I said, you would not be able to write it the way the Rambam wrote it. Here comes the Chod Chanukah, and comes the Rambam, and he says like this. Mitzvat Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviv Vaad Meod. The Rambam decided to give a mark to Chanukah. Something that you don't find in any other mitzvah. Chanukah, we have to know, it's from Chachamim. Chachamim made this mitzvah. This was 213 years after Second Beit HaMikdash was built. The story of Hanukkah ended. Beit HaMikdash was down for 420, the second Beit HaMikdash. After 213 years, the Chashmonaim took control of Eretz Israel. So then, Medinu Chashmonaim decided to say Halel in the morning, Hanukkah, to light the menorah at night. The Chashmonaim. So the Rambam writes in his commentary, he gives like a mark. Something that really is forbidden to do. The Rambam says it's a sin to say, you know, I like very much Pesach. I hate Rosh Hashanah. I like this Gemara. I don't like this Gemara. The Gemara says this is a very, very bad statement. The Gemara says Hashem doesn't like it at all. Here comes the Rambam in his commentary, in the Halachot of Hanukkah. He says, the mitzvah of Hanukkah is a very dear mitzvah. I says, why the Rambam is writing? What difference make if it's dear? It's not dear. And you're not allowed to say such a thing. And how can it be so dear more than the mitzvot from Hashem? Rambam doesn't say b'lechot sukkah, tefillin, tzitzit, shofar. We have 248 mitzvot asay. The Rambam never writes such a statement about any mitzvah. Hanukkah. Hanukkah is very dear mitzvah. More than Purim. In Purim, even in Purim, the Rambam doesn't use that language. What is this? What the necessity to have this mark? Why the Rambam gives this mark? Is it allowed to give this mark? So comes the Chachamim and say, let me tell you some things about Ner Hanukkah. So the Rambam writes right over there, the first thing you have to know, that everyone must light Hanukkah candle. As long as you own a house, you live in a house. If you're homeless, you don't have to.
Excuse me.
And it's jet lag. No? I was in Israel this week. I did Israel. I have jet lag now. I was in Israel one day, so. So the Rambam writes right away, so what's so dear about this Hanukkah? He says, this is the first thing you have to know, that each one of us must light Hanukkah candle. And no excuse, even the poorest person in the world has to light Hanukkah candle. If he has no money, he should go collect. And if he cannot collect, he should sell his clothing. Sell the clothing. He says, what's so important about Hanukkah candle? I have to sell my clothing. I do not have to sell my clothing to buy tefillin. I don't have to buy to sell my clothing to buy tzitzit. I don't have to sell my clothing to buy matzah. I don't have to sell my clothing to buy korban pesach. I don't have to. For Hashem is only machatzit shekel. You have to sell your, clothing to put give machatzit shekel. But that's it. No other mitzvah asay Hashem told us to do that you have to sell your clothing, sell your garment. So for what? To light candles? Why? Who made this candle business? The Chashmonaim made it. So okay, why should I sell it? Why shall I sell it? I said, you must light it. You must light it. Rambam said, it's a very dear mitzvah. That's the first thing the Rambam writes about it. That's how dear this mitzvah is. Okay, now comes the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch and say, listen, there's a lot of halachot about Hanukkah things, about the candle. So first of all, the Gemara says, well, it is these three levels, so-called, of ways to fulfill that mitzvah. Of course, our custom is, Baruch Hashem, we can afford it, so the first night we light one, the second night two, and we go on to eight. Mara said, this is called Mehadrin min HaMehadrin, which is if you want to beautify the beautify mitzvah. But originally, Halacha, the Chashmonaim came up was, everybody should light in the house one candle every night. You don't have to add. Chachamim said to add. Shulchan Aruch does not even bring the first halacha, that one candle per night. Right away, Shulchan Aruch says, listen, you like Hanukkah candle? The first night one, the second night two, the third night three. He says, excuse me, Rabbi Mechaber Shulchan Aruch Mechila, was that originally that halacha was established that way, or it was established simple? Every night one candle. That's it. Then Chachamim said, call me Hadrin, you know, they were extra. Extra thing? Okay, do it. Something you don't find in any other mitzvah besides this. And then it says, buy a network. Doesn't say, buy it only for 500, and then 1,000, and then 2,000, and it's better than 2,000. And start with the 2,000. That's a special halacha, how much you should spend, okay? For mitzvah to sefa, okay? But it's a tough question about Shulchan Aruch. That's nothing to do with Hanukkah. Here comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, listen, Hanukkah candle is so important, please, That's the halacha. That's not the halacha, excuse me. The halacha is one candle per night is enough. Not that you have to add every night another one. It doesn't say that. Okay? Comes Shulchan Aruch and said there's some other things about this Hanukkah thing. I said, first of all, you have to have a house. Let's say you don't have a house, you live on the beach. So, let's say you go on an airplane. So you want a light on the plane. You don't have to. If you live in a ship, this is your house, you maybe. Maybe you just take a trip on it, don't have to. Why? What difference does it make? Why? If I'm on the ship, I have to listen to a shofar. Of course I have to listen to a shofar. So, I have to shake your love? Of course I have to shake your love. What exemption is this that you have no house? What do you mean? If it's the mitzvah to light a Hanukkah candle, okay, so. Another thing in the Chachamim said, listen, what happened if somebody got stuck someplace in the world and he doesn't have oil or candle to do? And he walks on the street and he sees through a window that somebody lit Hanukkah candle. So, in the first night of Hanukkah, that we have three brachot, one is to light a candle, and one is Shasani Simla Avotenu, and one is Shechianu. I said, are you going to light tonight? No, not getting oil. I couldn't get the oil or candle. Okay, so you know what? You saw this guy that he lit a menorah. You can say two brachot the first night. Say Shasani Simla Avotenu, Hashem, you made miracles to our fathers, and also say Shechianu. You said, did you light? No. So what happened if you saw? What is this? So what if you saw? But you see some, if you have no lulav, you see somebody shakes your lulav, so can you say Shariyanu? No, of course not. You can't say Shariyanu. You must do the mitzvah. No such thing, you see somebody else besides, does a mitzvah, and he says a bracha. I say, let me say a bracha too. You don't do the mitzvah. No such thing. He Chachamim said a special thing. Or the Tataroe. Somebody sees a menorah that was lit before, you can say every night, Shasani Sim Avotenu. And the first night you can say, also Shachianu. Shachianu what? You didn't light it. Why Shachianu? Why you have to say Shachianu if you didn't light it? As well came Chachamim and tells us, listen, better olive oil. Again, maybe it's something to do with the Mikdash. It says you have to have olive oil. You have to put the menorah next to the mezuzah. It's better. Across from the mezuzah, better at the entrance to the house. What does this do anything? But he advertised it. You know what? I put it outside, on the floor outside. No. At the entrance to the house, you have to put it over there. Across from the mezuzah. What has to do with it? As Zohar says, the only time he said he mentioned Hanukkah in the Zohar, only once. It goes in the Pasuk where we say, Eshet Chayil. Kechol betah labu shanim. Lo tira levetah mishalek. Talking about the lady, so called. She's not afraid of snow. Lo tira levetah mishalek. Kechol betah labu shanim. The whole house is full of shanim. What do you mean? I don't know. I don't know what kavanah people have. I say Friday night this. The house is not going to be afraid. Don't get scared on the house from snow. Why? Why can't don't get scared? Why? Because the whole house is wearing shanim. What shanim? What shanim means? Because it's not, don't say the word shanim. Say shnayim. The house wears two. The Zohar, the only time in Zohar says, it's mezuzah and not Chanukah. It says, we say, Eshet Chayil, Friday night, and say, listen, you have nothing to worry, the lady has nothing to worry from anything. Mishalik, from snow. Torah Rabu Shanim, it means two things you have, mezuzah and not Chanukah. Since the Zohar, people like to think that Gehenom has fire. The Zohar says, there's ice. Genome of ice, genome of fire. Somebody does something he's not supposed to do, then he goes to the genome of fire. Somebody does not fulfill something that he has to do, he goes to the Gehenom of Shelig, to the snow. So he says, Eshet Chayil, Lo tira levetra mishalig. The lady is not afraid of snow, but it means it refers to the Gehenom of snow. Yichol betalabu shanim shnayim, it means because she has a mezuzah and Ner Chanukah at the entrance. It means the Ner Chanukah has so much power to so called to save a person from going to Gehenom. What is it? What's so great about it? It's going to save you from Gehenom. It means somebody did not do something that he had to do. He didn't put filling, he didn't say Shema Yisrael, he didn't do Kiddush, he didn't do Shofar, he didn't do Sukkah, he didn't do Lulav. He didn't do no mitzvot asin. So he has a place, a reserved place, in Gehenom of Shelig, Gehenom of Ice. Say Shalom HaMelech, Neshet Chayil, if you're going to light Hanukkah candle, put it across from the mezuzah, you're not going to end up in Gehenom. Why? Because I lit the Hanukkah candle. That's why I'm not going to go to Gehenom. Why? What does it do with this? What do you mean Gehenom? If a person did not do something, he's supposed to, he goes to Gehenom. This is no mezuzah, and Hanukkah candle will exempt you from Gehenom. That's what the Zohar says. Again, it's the only time the Zohar says the word Hanukkah the same. Can't find it in the Zohar Hanukkah. In the Mishnah Yod, yes. In the Gemara, yes. In the Zohar, no. One time. Not going to end up Gehenom because you have Hanukkah candle. What power is Hanukkah candle? And came the Chashmonaim. You know Chashmonaim. And decided to add a paragraph in Shemoneh Esrei and Birkat HaMazon. Al HaNisim. So the first Al HaNisim was made by Mordechai Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. And Mordechai says the biggest bedin we ever had. It's called Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. The biggest bedin. They made the Siddur, the text that we have, and the text of Birkat HaMazon. Before there was no text. They made the text. When they made the text, they made sure that this is the text. As some Chachamim said, for example, in Shemoneh Esrei or in Birkat HaMazon, until you say a Rachaman, you should not add a letter. Because everything was before HaKodesh. There were Nevi'im over there. Mordechai was a Nevi. Esther was Nevi'ah. And then you have three Nevi'im, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. And says they were Nevi'im, they came, they showed us how to build the Tamigdash, where to put the altar. So they said, there's 120 Chachamim giants, including Nevi'im. And they decided, this is the Siddur now. The Siddur we have today is from them. And then the Gemara says, listen, you cannot add anything in the first three Bachot of Shemoneh Esrei or the last three Bachot of Shemoneh Esrei. In the middle ones, you can add your own request. But you cannot add anything. So, when Mordechai and Shikson made the Siddur, they made sure, said in the middle ones, we had the Purim, so we added a paragraph. Okay, so they made this to do, okay. But then they said, no one is allowed to put anything in Shemoneh Esrei anymore. Only in the middle, in the Barachot of Shemoneh Esrei, the middle ones. Not the first three, not the last three. And the same thing, they made the text with Birkat HaMazon. I said, nobody should add anything in Birkat HaMazon. You can't, because Birkat HaMazon is very similar to Shemoneh Esrei, the same energy of Shemoneh Esrei. You cannot look on the telephone, you cannot look on the side. It's like the feeling of Birkat HaMazon, you have to be dressed the way you dress for Shemoneh Esrei. Birkat HaMazon is the same power as Shemoneh Esrei. The Rahman, after Birkat HaMazon, has the same power as Shemoneh Esrei. Very powerful. And you can't add anything. Here can be Din Chashmonaim decided to add in Birkat HaMazon and in Shemoneh Esrei. B'mei Matityahu, B'n Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, excuse me, Mechila, Rabbi Chashmonaim, who gave you permission? What do you mean? You can add? We got Eretz Yisrael in 1948, so the Rabbanim could have added something? It was a very big miracle. We got Eretz Yisrael. And the Six-Day War was a very big miracle. So Chachamim can come and listen, let's add something in Shemoneh Esrei to thank Hashem. You cannot do it. You're not allowed to do it. After Hashem can say, you cannot add anything in Shemoneh Esrei. Only personal request you can add in the middle, but not the first three and the last three. I said, listen, we can add a paragraph. Excuse me. With all the respect to you people, you hear us, I understand, but you're not allowed to add anything. It's Al Chaim Shulchan Aruch. Nevertheless, Hashmonaim said, yeah, we're going to add Al HaNisim. Mm-hmm. And come Al HaNisim, so that's how the paragraph reads. In the time of Matityahu, it was the time of the Greeks, The text speaks like this. This is the time of the Greeks, or the Greece wanted, the nation, wanted to make us forget the Torah. You have a lot of mercy. So what did you do for them? So here we have, when you read the text, you count eight things that happened. The first one is Rafta et Rivam. Hashem, you quarreled their quarrel. The second one is Dant Adinam. You judged their judgment. The third one is Nakamta Nikmatam. You took revenge for their revenge. Three. Then, five more. Next one is Masata Gibrim Yad Chalashim. Sounds like the strong ones fell in the hands of the wicked ones. The weak ones. Not wicked, the weak ones. That means, refers to the Hashmonaim. It's a simple explanation, the Gemara says. Rashi says. Rashi says there were only 12 people fighting hundreds of thousands of people. Everybody else became reformed. Reform Jews. 180 years, the Greeks ruled the Eretz Yisrael. It means like this. The Hamikdash was on for 53 years. After 53 years, the Greeks came. They took control. They did very bad things to us. Very bad. It's even embarrassing to say what they did to us. Embarrassing. Embarrassing to read it, embarrassing to say it. That's how bad they were. And the rule is 108 years. At the 180th year, the Hashmonaim came into the picture and they start to rebel. How many? 12. The rest of Amisrael did not do anything. Only 12 people took the swords, started the war against hundreds of thousands of soldiers, chased them out of the country. This is Rabin Biad Ma'atim. This is Rabin Biad Ma'atim. A lot. I'm going to say, you are Kadosh Baruch Hu made a big thing. Afterwards, your children came. Dvir betecha. Dvir betecha means Kodesh HaKodashim. Kodesh HaKodashim is where the place the Echal was, the Luchot was. It means the Hashmonaim recaptured the Tamidash, chased the Greeks out. And then they went inside the inner room. What's the inner room? Empty. Nothing is there. In first Beit HaMikdash, the Luchot were there. The Aaron was there. Now there's nothing. So excuse me, Hashmonaim, why do you go over there? Why do you go inside? For what? What's the reason you went inside? It's an empty room. I said, it's the first thing that we say in the Tefillah. The Hashmonaim went inside that place. And in first Beit HaMikdash, was the Aaron and the Luchot. Okay, so you say the Luchot is important. Second Beit HaMikdash was empty. The room was empty. There's nothing. So why you go inside? Why do you go inside? Nobody's inside. There's nothing inside. Come on, Chachamim, tell us the following. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. The purpose was that Hashem decided He wants to dwell here on earth. The Ramchal said, we'll never understand why. Why did Hashem need the whole headache here? North Korea, this, what does he need the whole headache? Just a headache for him. We said, the Ramchal said, if Hashem would come and understand it, Hashem would not tell us the secret behind creation. But the Torah tells you, on Monday, Aman the Hashem Edelakia. On Tuesday, Hashem said, Tera Yabasha. Hashem took the water of the galaxy and pushed the water into the ocean, and Earth was revealed. Now you have surface, dry land. Dry land. Yuma says, well, how this world started? If you want to know, how did the Kadosh Baruch Hu build it? Yuma says, Hashem took something and blew it. It means like a balloon. Gemara says, so how did the balloon start? From where? Where did Hashem start so-called blowing it? Gemara says, from Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is called Tabu Haaretz, the center of the world. When the center of the world, it's not the center, why the center? But if you start, if you can measure the galaxy, so it's not the galaxy, the earth, so it's going to be in the center. No, it means the center of the world is Yerushalayim. That's where Hashem started. So the world started from Yerushalayim. Then Hashem blew earth, and the earth came to a certain size. Hashem said, die. Enough. Don't expand anymore. So the whole ball is a so-called was expanded. But the starter point was Yerushalayim. I says, that's the place. It's called Yerushalayim. Irach v'irachim tashir tishkom mitoch Yerushalayim irach. Divnei Yerushalayim, the city of Yerushalayim. Is the city of Hashem. So what is the city of Hashem? What is the city of Hashem? The city of Hashem, it means that's why Hashem started to build universe, to create earth, started from the point called Yerushalayim. That's what Yerushalayim is so important. Because this is the starter point. The whole world stands on Yerushalayim. It's called Tabu Haaretz. It's like the belly button of earth, Yerushalayim. And Hashem decided he wants over there Bet HaMikdash, and Shlomo build Bet HaMikdash. And that's Shlomo says in his introduction, when you open Bet HaMikdash, he says, Baniti lecha bayit, I build your house. This you wanted, here is your house. So this is really the goal of universe. And the Gemara says, before Bet HaMikdash was built, earth was not as so-called stable. Bet HaMikdash was built, Mishkan was built, then Bet HaMikdash was built, so-called everything is settled. This is the destination. So Hashem was very happy when Bet HaMikdash was on. This is the goal in life. But this is the heart of Hashem. In our time, the Gemara says, it's not Bet HaMikdash, Hashem cries every day. And says, you know, people go to build a house. I get at the wedding, at the end of the chuppah, they say, the customers say, Im ishkachech Yerushalayim, tishkach imeni. And says, if I forget Yerushalayim, so-called my right side will be paralyzed. My tongue should get stuck to my upper part, to the upper part of my mouth. It means won't be able to talk, not be able to eat. It says, I remember Yerushalayim, I'm master of Yerushalayim. What Yerushalayim has to do now with my wedding? Because when you go build a house, you have to know that the purpose of life is Bet HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. You have to know. It's the declaration that in this moment that I'm so happy I'm getting married, I don't forget my obligation to the world and to myself and to my wife and to my children is Yerushalayim. That's the statement he said at the end of the chuppah. Because Yerushalayim is the center and Yerushalayim is the destination that Hashem wants to be there. And this is Bet HaMikdash. Come to Gemara and say that one of the arguments Cain had with Hevel, they started the argument that Cain killed Hevel, is that they had argument where Bet HaMikdash is going to be. Who is going to own Yerushalayim? So the whole world is empty. But they were born with a lot of Ruach HaKodesh. See, Hashem spoke to Cain. A few times he spoke to Cain. And what's the purpose? The purpose is Bet HaMikdash. So Cain and Hevel have an argument. Who is going to own Yerushalayim? So come to Gemara and say, let me tell you something, what happened. After Adam, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here on this world, is waiting for Bet HaMikdash, and he brings Adam HaRishon to Gan Eden, and he eats from the tree. He's from the tree, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts himself up one flight. Then Cain killed Hevel, Hashem lifted himself another flight. Then Dor HaNoach, another flight, Dor HaMabul, another one, Dor HaPlaga, another one, Dor Zom, another one, and Egypt, another one, and Hashem went all the way up to Shammai. So purpose of creation was defeated. And it says the Gemara, Kama Avraham Avinu, with all his effort, what he did, Avraham Avinu, was able to bring the Kadosh Baruch Hu down one flight. Came Yitzchak Avinu, Midat HaGvura, controlled himself, brings the Kadosh Baruch Hu another one. And Yaakov Avinu, and all his life is for Hashem, another flight. And came Moshe, another flight. And then Yosef, another flight. And David, another flight. Aaron, another flight. And Moshe, and Yosef, and David. Finally, Shlomo has Bet HaMikdash down. The destination was accomplished. Mission accomplished. Here's Bet HaMikdash. So, but look how long it took. It took all the way from Avraham Avinu to Shlomo HaMelech. From Avraham Avinu to Shlomo HaMelech, there are 30, there are 15 generations. 15 generations, thousands of years. Not 1,500 years, maybe. I don't remember now. 480 came out of Egypt. And the Tamil Nadu was on. And another 400. About 800. About 1,000 years after Abraham Avinu. About. So it took such a long time to bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu from creation. And Hashem goes down, and Hashem went all the way up. And now Hashem is coming down, but HaMikdash Hashem came down. And Hashem was very happy. Yom Simchat Libo Zeh Bet HaMikdash. Mishnah says, Hashem is so happy. Why Hashem is so happy? Bet HaMikdash, what does he need it for? He says, the purpose of creation, Hashem said he wants to be in Yerushalayim Bet HaMikdash. He doesn't want the mosque over there. He wants to have his own house. His own house is Bet HaMikdash. That's why he doesn't want anything else. So our obligation, Chachamim say, is to get him back the house. That's our obligation. The obligation is not to leave over here to go to Gan Eden. He said, somebody's going to ask us, what would you like to do? He said, Papa has no house. Papa has no house. Papa not only has, he's homeless. And he cries every day. Where's my house? Where's my house? I said, the world started on that purpose only. Bet HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Not in Madagascar, not in Uganda. In Yerushalayim. That's it. If you don't have it, it means the purpose of creation was defeated. Especially after Bet HaMikdash was on, and Hashem was so happy. Now, first Bet HaMikdash was destroyed. And here now is the second Bet HaMikdash. The second Bet HaMikdash, it's the Greeks. They're destroying everything. They make all the oil to Bet HaMikdash. They sacrifice the pig on the altar. They touch all the dishes made on purpose to make them. They had informers, had a reform movement. They told the Greeks, you want to make sure no Mashiach is going to come? I'll tell you what to do. Don't let the menorah in Bet HaMikdash. Don't look at it. Make everything tamei Bet HaMikdash. Bring a pig over here. Hashem will be fed up. Never going to come back to that. Say the Gemara, say the Chachamim, look. The 12 Hashmonaim, they were the highest ever that we had. Highest ever. Why? They did not go to war against the Greeks to chase them to have it. To have Israel. No. Somebody's going to ask you, why are you having Israel today? I said, listen, Baruch Hashem, all the Jews live in Israel. Baruch Hashem, it was said, it was a Holocaust here, was in Iraq, this, in Egypt, that, in Morocco, this, they all came from Hungary and Romania. Baruch Hashem, you have our state, Baruch Hashem, we are not, Baruch Hashem. He says, you don't understand. He says, the whole thing is worthless if you don't have Bet HaMikdash. That's why I'm being told the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I didn't need Israel, don't give me Israel. I just need the place of Bet HaMikdash because I want you to have a house there. I don't need anything. Don't give me that. I don't need Israel. Well, we want to live around Bet HaMikdash. True. But the purpose is not to have a state of Israel. And Israel became a state, was not a purpose to build Bet HaMikdash for Hashem. No. It was a shelter from the Jews and Hashem gave us this land. Fine. But the destination is not to have a state of Israel. Not Eretz Israel. The destination is to have Bet HaMikdash. Why? Because this is the house of our father. And our father has no house. And that's what Avraham Avinu understood in Yitzchak and Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. He says, we have to get back Hashem here. We have to get back Hashem. Hashem lifted himself up. Let's get him back here. And get him back here. And the Shlomo built HaMikdash. Fire came down and said, oh, Baruch Hashem, Hashem is here. Fine. After the destruction of Bet HaMikdash, Hashem went back again. Came on the high, Hashem Nesach Dola, built the second Bet HaMikdash. It means Hashem is back. But Hashem was not back totally. The Gemara says Shekhinah was not there. The Gemara says people felt it. They cried. When Mordechai opened the second Betamidrash together with Ezra, Shimon the Tzaddik, they cried. They said, "Yeah, this is not the first Betamidrash. First Betamidrash, you felt Hashem inside. You don't feel Hashem." Of course, was missing also the Luchot and the Aaron and other things. Only Mitumim, that's what the Mitzvah had it. So, Kam Chavim said, "Look what happened. The Chashmonaim, those 12 people, decided to take and give their life for Hashem to have a house. This is the power of Hanukkah." Says the Zohar, "Look, you pray to Hashem, and you see, Tfilah did not accomplish what you wanted. You know why?" Says David HaMelech, "The reason for that is because in Tfilah you have to have four conditions. First condition, you have to feel like you're a poor person. Ashir yedaber azut. A rich person does not talk softly with manners to Hashem. First, the Gemara Zohar says you have to feel you're poor. Tfilah le'ani. Tfilah le'David ki ani. Ani avdecha. Ani ani. That says you have to feel that you're a slave to Hashem. You have to feel that you're a poor person, says the Zohar. Then, you have to feel that you're chassid of Hashem. It means you do anything for Hashem. And then you have to be ready to give your life to any mission for Hashem. You have to have it." Zohar says if you don't have those things, tefillah doesn't go up. Nothing. It's a secret one. Because tefillah has four levels to go to Hashem. So without those four levels, Zohar says tefillah is not accepted. So the last thing is, ki halecha waknu kol hayom, that you have to feel you can do anything for Hashem. As the Gemara says, Mishnah says, tova achat betzar memiya shelo betzar. One mitzvah that you do, and it's hard for you, is better than 100 easy ones. Why? Because if it's hard for you and you do it, it's called mesirut nefesh, you give your life to Hashem. That shows that you mean for Hashem. So with HaMikdash, we have to show Hashem that we're ready to give our life. For Hashem, tell with HaMikdash. So the Chachamim said, look, the Chashmonaim, that's what they did. What the Chashmonaim did a very simple thing. He says, we're going to give our life for Hashem to have a house, not because we want to chase the Greeks out of Israel, because we need Israel, because we need a country, and because it's not nice to do sins. All of the above is excellent thing. But the purpose of that war against the Greeks was that Hashem should have a house. And actually, the Gemara says, you should know, Hashem hints in the beginning of the Torah, Hashem describes what happened before Hashem brought light. And before the first day, Hashem created already earth, and there was water, and there was the sky, and it says, Choshech, darkness. Says the Gemara, what is Choshech? What is this? Of course it's Choshech, there's no light. And he says, no. That refers to the Greeks, that they made our eyes dark. The Greeks told each of us, any bull that you have to write on the horn, "En lanu chelek b'elokei Yisrael." We don't believe in God, we don't need God anymore. Finish, we don't believe in Hashem. And that's called choshech, darkness. So the Torah starts, the second pasuk in the Torah, as the Torah says, choshech, says the Gemara, you know what it means? Wait. If you start sneezing, you're going to see what's going to happen. It's going to be darkness. What do you mean darkness? It says the Greeks will take over. What do you mean take over? They can destroy the Tamikdash, destroy the Haz of Hashem. It's dark. Let's see. Our job is so called to have Hashem back here on the universe in his house. How are you going to do it? You have hundreds of thousands of soldiers. Greeks. From all over the world, I had it. Maybe millions. They don't even know the count. And it is going to come 12 people, Hashem. No one will help them. They would chase them out of the country. We're going to Bet HaMikdash, they're going to purify Bet HaMikdash as a house of Hashem. Not because we want Bet HaMikdash. We need Bet HaMikdash. This is the house of Hashem. We have to clear it, purify it, for Hashem to come back. Say, Chachamim, no, the mission was accomplished or not? How do you know it's accomplished? He said, look, I want to tell you something. Look, what did Hashem do? The Chashmonaim came into Bet HaMikdash. The text reads, the first thing they went to Kodesh HaKodeshim. It's called Dvir. Why do you go over there? Nothing over there. No. This is the inner room of Hashem. We came to that inner room to tell Hashem this was the purpose of the whole rebellion against the Greeks, to send them out of the country, because we want you to come into your room. This is your room. Nobody is allowed to go, only the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur was allowed to go into that room. And whoever went inside and didn't have the right thought, dropped dead. 300 Kohanim died in the second Beit HaMikdash, part of them on Yom Kippur, part after Yom Kippur. So you went to the inner room, this is the room of Hashem. So the Chashmonim, the minute they won a little bit, they went to Beit HaMikdash, they went into the inner room. He said, why do you go? He said, we hear the declaration. We're here to ask Hashem, please come back in. So did Hashem come? He said, I'll tell you what it is. Let me tell you. So they wanted to light the menorah. There's no way. Why? It's because the reforms, the informers, told the Greeks, make sure all the oil come in, all over. Touch all the oil, you should not let the menorah. Okay? Found one little pitcher. One little pitcher should last one day, lasted 8 days. Why exactly eight? Why? So, what does that mean? The Gemara says the menorah was a sign, the Shekhinah, the Hashem is in Beit HaMikdash, was a sign. So actually what happened was, when the menorah was on for 8 days, this was a sign that Hashem is back. I mean, mission was accomplished. So the Chashmonaim, when they came to Beit HaMikdash, and they purified Beit HaMikdash, and they found the pitcher, and they lit the menorah, and the menorah was on for 8 days, it means Hashem is back to his house. The accomplishment of Hanukkah is just the accomplishment, not that we chase the Greeks, and we won the war, and we have now telling me that we have Eretz Israel, we have our army, we have... No, that's not. The accomplishment is when you know if Hashem is back. So I think Hashem is back. No, you don't know. Hashem is to show you that He's back. How is He going to show me? If the menorah is on and on and on and on, it means Hashem is here. Actually, the Gemara says, when the open second Beit HaMikdash, Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol. The menorah was on for 40 years. He didn't have to light the menorah. Maybe only one candle, Machloket, the whole menorah. But for sure, one candle was on 40 years, didn't have to add any oil into it. Shimon HaTzadik. It says that shows the Shekhinah is there. When you light a candle and you see the candle lasting and lasting and lasting, it means you know the Shekhinah is there. Some people have the candles of Shabbat on Moshe Shabbat. The Gemara says, Sarah, Imenu, Rivka, Imenu. When they lit candle for Friday night, it was on the whole week. Because that's why a cloud was hanging on the top of the tent. Because the cloud is a sign of Hashem. It's a blue cloud. I said, Hashem is here, Hashem is here. The Shekhinah is here. I mean, say the Shekhinah today is in Kever Rachel. The Zohar says the Shekhinah is in Kever Rachel today. Not by the Kotel, says the Zohar. I mean, of course, Hashem is next to the Kotel. But this mess of Shekhinah, the Zohar Kever Rachel. You go to Israel, after Kotel, you have to go to Kever Rachel. The Shekhinah is there, Hashem is waiting for it. Rachel Imenu. The power of Rachel Imenu. Came the Chachamim and said, look, Hashem is there, made the Shemoneh said, Chashmonaim, you want to add something for people to know their task. What's the purpose of life? Let me tell you. Now read the text of Aranisim Yossi. Look, eight things. It says, you quarreled their quarrel. Their quarrel. It says, who, what is, what does it mean, their quarrel? It says, it's Avraham Avinu, Zchut Avraham Avinu. Avraham fought, so-called, for Hashem. Avraham Avinu told Hashem, I don't need Eretz Israel, I need just the place of Beit HaMikdash. So what the Chashmonaim accomplished it, they jumped from stage 1 to stage 8 in a year. What took hundreds of years for Hashem to come back to Beit HaMikdash from Adam HaRishon until Shlomo, the Chashmonaim accomplished it in 1 year. What did they do? They brought Hashem from Choshech, from darkness, all the way down to Beit HaMikdash. This was the sign of the menorah, this light. What means the light? When the light came to HaMikdash, it was a fire. The fire came to HaMikdash. It says, oh, Hashem is here, Hashem is here. When they opened the Mishkan, also, fire came from Shammai. It says, this is the Chashmonaim did. What did they do? They made sure Hashem, the Shekhinah, is going to come back to Beit HaMikdash. So this is what the text reads. 8 things happened. There was 8 things. The 7 of them are the 7 levels. There's Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David. Number 8 is Shlomo. Here they will say, look, after Rivam, 1. It's Avraham Avinu. Dan Talinam, Midat HaGvura, Yitzchak Avinu. הקדתי כמתם, יעקב אבינו, את הול תינגי וונס תורה. עשר את הגיבורים ביד חלשים, אז משה רבנו, עמים ביד מעטים, אז ארון הכהן. רשעים ביד צדיקים, this is יוסף. חזדים ביד עוסקי תורתך, this is דוד. אחד שיש מגבים לא רואה, אי איזה שכנה איזה יהיה, that's all. חכמים said, the whole purpose of the menorah is a declaration of what about the Midrash. Hikim Chachamim, all this is fiction. Tam Tamam says, listen, mitzvah Chanukah, mitzvah Chavivad, no, it's such a deal mitzvah. Excuse me, Mr. Rambam. Rabbi Rambam, what is this all about to give marks to mitzvot? You're not allowed to do it. You know, I can't say that. And this is more important? Yeah. It's more important than all the mitzvot Chachamim say. Purim and this mitzvah will stay after Mashiach will come. Why? Because this is the so-called destination of this world. Yes, the Midrash Shmoneh said, listen, let's add something in Shmoneh Esrei. It's not for us. Mashiach Tzadka said, don't add in Shmoneh Esrei, it's for us something. Don't add Esrei. It's not for us. It's a declaration of independence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the most important thing. And then came Chachamim, all kind of halachot. I said, the menorah this. Listen, if you just see a menorah, just say a bracha, if you cannot. Listen, if you can't afford it, go sell your clothing. I said, why sell my clothing? To light a menorah, you don't understand. The menorah is a declaration. We want Hashem to have his house. As Chachamim said, Arin says, Zot Chanukah is Gemara Chatima. Hashem judged people, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Says, Dari, Hashem is going to look in the file of a person again. Tell us, Dev Chanukah. What is that to look? Hashem already closed, stamped it on Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Says, no. Hashem is waiting to see our Mesirut Nefesh, how much we are ready to give our life for Hashem to have a house. So how do you know? Hashem? As I said, Kavanah and Chanukah, for the 7 days, every night we think that the first night is Avraham Avinu. What Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu, he put his life for Hashem. Yitzchak, life to Hashem. Yaakov, life to Hashem. Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David. As I said, this is 7. As I said, number 8, this is, as he says, the Zot Chanukah. This you should expect the Kadosh Baruch to come back to the universe. Because the menorah is not just the yotzad of the menorah in Beit HaMikdash. No. The accomplishment is, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want you to have your house. Not we want to have Beit HaMikdash for us. We want Eretz Yisrael for us. No. All this Eretz Yisrael business is just a tool to get the destination to have Beit HaMikdash. And that's Chachamim said, this Chanukah is so powerful that everybody must do it. And he must have a house. Because a house resembles Beit HaMikdash. As the Zohar said, Nech Chanukah, we're saving from Gehenom. What's saving from Gehenom? Why saving from Gehenom? If somebody did not put filin, did not put tzitzit, did not sit in the sukkah, did not check lulav, did not hear shofar, why is Chanukah there? Because Chanukah is a declaration. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, forget about what I didn't do. Forget about it. I'm just telling you now. I'm telling you, I understand that I worry about you have no house. And I want you to have a house. That's it. So this is well, that statement, a true statement from your heart, that you, your father has no house, you want him to have a house, that's going to kill you out of Gehenna. That's how powerful Chanukah is. As the Zohar says, Lo tirai v'tai mishalek, this lady is not afraid to end up in Gehenna of Shelek, the Gehenna of snow. It's worse than the Gehenna of fire. Ki uchol betal avu shanim. It says, why we came here? Mezuzah. Says the Zohar, his numerical value is 65, is Adni, is Hashem, Master of Universe. As well, across from Mezuzah, you put your menorah. And what's the Kavanah I put the menorah? Kavanah, I put the menorah, I want Beit HaMikdash for Hashem. What it means, I want the Shekhinah in Hashem. Because the menorah resembles the Gemara, the Shekhinah. And Hashem made the miracle of Chanukah with oil to tell you, yeah, I'm back. As the Rambam says, for another 207 years, Hashem was inside Beit HaMikdash. Because of the Chashmah, 12 people ready to give their life, that Hashem should have a house. You cannot lose. Because if that's the purpose of life, if that's what you have in mind, you cannot go wrong. Because you do it for Hashem, it's not for you. Said Hashem, I want to have this, I want you to have. And they were the first ones, they're ready to give their life for Hashem to have a house. Avraham Avinu did this. But somebody said, listen, I want Hashem to have a house, I'm giving my life away for you. He says, this was the Chashmonaim. That's why. Kanecha Gdoshim, they got the title of children of Hashem. They ran inside the inner room to tell Hashem this declaration. Not we want Beit HaMikdash, we want you to have Beit HaMikdash. As the Zohar says, Zot Chanukah is Gmar HaChatima. Zot Chanukah is a very, very high day. If Hashem looks again at the fire of the people and says, well, I didn't give them so much, but if I see the declaration, if I see the declaration that the people want Hashem to have a Tamidash, then Hashem so-called review the fire and give more to the people. That's how important Hanukkah. It has shalom to waste. Where is Hanukkah? It says every day is accomplishment. The first day a person has to think, I'm doing like Abraham Avinu. Second day Yitzchak, the third day Yaakov. It says every day, it says, I want to do something to bring Hashem down. The eighth day, it says, this is Hanukkah, expect Hashem to have a minute.